You guys ready for week one?
Yes.
Week one!
Oh, I'm very excited.
And I really see some good matchups this weekend, huh?
Mm-mm. The unblinking eye of Sauron has Grima Wormtongue in his sights.
It's amazing how pointless and terrible your analogies are.
I can't believe I'm actually rooting for Ruxin to win here,
Rappy, but
I really
would
love to be.
What's up, my boys?
Hey, it's Rafi.
Oh, how's it going, bros?
Rafi bringing the heat right away.
Oh, man.
Funny.
What are we talking about?
Talking about football week one.
Oh, man. I am killing it in my fantasy football league.
We didn't even... This is week one of the fantasy football league.
No. Real football. Like in England.
Wait, you mean football?
Yeah.
Soccer?
No, sorry. That's what assholes call it. Sorry.
Ah, the shit-talking has already started between week one adversaries, Rafi and Kevin.
Easy, FIFA. What are you...
هاني اليوم نحكي معاك باسمي واسم الشعب الكل اللي عايش في الاحلام 2011 مازال فما شكون يموت بالجوع حاب يخدم باش يعيش لكن صوته مش مسموع اهبط للشارع وشوف لعبت ولا تحوش شوف الحاكم بالمتراك طاكاتك ما على بالوش مادام ما فما حد باش يقول له كلمه لا حتى القانون اللي في الدستور نفخه وشرب ماه كل نهار نسمع قضيه ركبوها له بالسيف فرطان حاكم يعرف اللي هو عبد نظيف نشوف في الاحلاش تهرب في نسال ما تحاجبين زعما ترضى هالبنتك عارف كلامي بك العين عارف مدام كفو ما ترضاش الشر لصغارك الور هذا ميساج عباره واحد من صغارك يحكي معاك من الصفرانس انا عايشين كل كلاب اشطر الشعب عايشين الذل وذاقوا من كاس عذاب
رئيس البلاد شعبك مات وشعب مز بلا كلاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مآسي بارتو ناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم الشعب اللي ظلموا واللي نداسوا بالسرقات بلاد شعبك مات وشعب مز بلا كلاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مآسي بارتو ناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم
الشعب. Welcome to another episode of the Zygo Soccer Report. I'm your host, Brian Zygo, coming to you from Houston, Texas, where the Houston Dynamo are fresh off of a 3-1 victory over the Seattle Sounders at Robertson Stadium on Saturday night. Crowd of just over 18,000 braved the heat and humidity, though compared to some of the weather we've been having here, it was a few degrees cooler than it had been. But they came out to see the Dynamo take on the Seattle Sounders, and while the Sounders, despite inventing everything in the world, have only been in MLS a couple of years, there's been I wouldn't say a rivalry, but a certain tension that's grown between the Sounders and the Dynamo. So it was definitely a good game for the Dynamo, and in a way maybe a statement game, having to come off of that 3-0 loss to Chivas USA out in California last weekend. Dynamo really need to come out and get some points, and especially as we get into crunch time here. This is a time they need to make up some ground. They're still in the hunt for the playoffs. They're kind of tied with Sporting Kansas City after the weekend in fourth place in the East with 27 points. Though I think right now Sporting Kansas City kind of holds a tiebreaker over them, but don't quote me on that. I just think that's the way it happens to be at the moment. Kansas City picked up a draw over the weekend. Almost had a loss, which would have been good for the Dynamo, but such as that. While Seattle is not an Eastern Conference opponent, it's always good when an Eastern Conference team like the Dynamo can pick off a few points off of one of the Western Conference teams. But coming up next for the Dynamo, before we get into the game itself, coming up next for the Dynamo is on Saturday they'll be playing the Philadelphia Union out in Philadelphia. So that's going to be a big game for the Dynamo. They need to try to keep some kind of streak alive. If not get a win, at least get a draw, just to kind of move up the table. But, of course, a win is preferred. Philadelphia's got 31 points so far in the season, and they're in second place in the East. So definitely a team that Dynamo need to pick up a couple points off of. Seattle, the team that they just beat, is currently in third place out in the West, so 38 points for Seattle. So that was a good win for the Dynamo Saturday. How did it all happen? Well, it kind of got started early in the seventh minute. Colin Clark picked up his third goal of the season. He's so far proven to be a good acquisition by the Dynamo. When he came in, obviously they picked him up last year. He had the injury. He didn't play last year. They've kind of eased him in to now where he's in a starting role. A good thing with him is he's the kind of guy that can play with his back to the net. Definitely a help there. Then 23rd minute, it was all Brian Ching thanks to assists from Jeff Cameron and Brad Davis. A lovely Brian Ching goal to get the Dynamo a 2-1 lead. Well, that would have been great if it stayed, not 2-1, but a 2-0 lead. Would have been great if it stayed 2-0 going into halftime, but that wasn't going to be. Corey Ash fouled Freddie Montero in the box, which led to an Alvaro Fernandez penalty kick in the 36th minute. So it was 2-1 at halftime. Dynamo still with the lead. Seattle did not look very dangerous through the night, so that the Dynamo defense definitely shut them down a bit. Then in the 71st minute, Brian Ching picked up his second goal. He picked up a brace, and that was all they needed. It was 3-1 in the end for the Houston Dynamo. So definitely a good night there for the Dynamo. After the game, of course, got the opportunity to talk to some of the players in the locker room. And then, well, obviously we talked to Brian Ching, and let's listen to him as he discusses the match and all three goals that the Dynamo picked up that night.
I just thought we had a good warm-up, came out strong. You know, we knew they had a mid-game week, and if we came out hard and put a couple of goals in, it would, you know, make it that much harder for them. So, first goal, just good crossing. You know, all the goals, great crosses. First one just goes right over Alonzo. I trap it, about to shoot it. The guy, defender, kind of bumps me, and, you know, Collins, Johnny on the spot, and good finish. Second goal, I think Jeff crosses a great ball. Padiani kind of just misjudges it, and, you know, it's classic goal for me inside the six. How I like him. And then the last goal is just a awesome hustle from Colin. You know, I thought he was up and down all night, and then puts a great ball across, and that's one of the easier finishes I've had.
Now, last Wednesday, the MLS All-Stars had a rough night against Manchester United, but one Houston player who did fairly well for himself in that match was Jeff Cameron. And like I said, he had an assist on Ching's first goal. He definitely was in the mix, in the hunt all night long, causing trouble in the midfield for Seattle. Of course, that's trouble that makes it difficult for the Sounders to really get their offense going. Well, Jeff Cameron, after the match, he discussed preparing for Seattle, and he also discussed the issue of going out there and creating chances and finishing strong, and that was the key to the Dynamo success Saturday.
They obviously are a good team possession-wise, and they have good combination play. You know, they like that early through ball, and they got guys pushing up early. So we knew that if we intercepted the ball, we have to give a nice quick pass to release pressure, and we're on our way. And I think we did that tonight. And kind of, you know, Dom, we did a scouting report, and Dom was right on, and the guys executed it fairly well. We created chances, and we put the ball in the back of the net. And anytime you can do that, you know, kind of rubs off confidence around the field. And individually, you guys have, you know, trust in one another, passing and this and that, and there's good movement off the ball. So just overall, once you start well, you know, start the game off well, it kind of gets the team going a little bit, and the confidence starts flowing, and then, you know, kind of goes from there. And I thought we finished the game. We started off well, and we finished the game strong.
I mentioned a little bit earlier how important the Dynamo defense was against the Sounders. Yes, they did give up that one goal, but that was a penalty kick. Other than that, the Dynamo made it rough for Seattle to get many chances. In fact, the Sounders only managed to get, let me pull up these stats here, and of course they're not where they should be in the stat sheet. Well, I'm not even finding it. Sounders really didn't get much in the way of shots on goal, from what I recall. So Dynamo defense definitely did its job. Tally Hall talked to the press after the match, and he talked a bit about the defense at night and what that took for them.
Just such a solid effort all around. I mean, everyone's knows their responsibility. Everyone's covering their space, covering their man. Playing out of the back, we were smart and efficient, I thought, and it showed, made them run more than we did, and in the end, they just didn't have the energy to come back and mount a couple attacks. I don't think I had maybe one save. Anyone stats? Defensively, they shut it down before I had to do anything. You know, it's just me talking back there and them doing the work and shutting it down. And my hat's off to the back four and really the whole team.
As I mentioned earlier, this is the time for the Dynamo to start getting more points on the board, start putting themselves in a better position for the playoffs. It is now August. And let's face it, they have this month, September and October left. So really we're in the tail end, we're getting into the tail end of the MLS season. This is a time for the Dynamo to really step it up. And that's something that Brian Ching acknowledged after the match. He talked about this very fact that it's crunch time for them. The other important thing he talked about is that part of the success, especially on Saturday night, was finding the fun in the game. And that's something the Dynamo did on Saturday night.
You know, it's crunch time. Yeah, it's time to get some points at home. It's time to start moving up the charts if we want to be in the playoffs. And, you know, we all have pride, and we all want to be in the playoffs. And, you know, we don't want a repeat of last year. So, and I think we're taking it upon ourselves to come out and perform. And, you know, tonight's a good start. You know, it's not really too much into one game. It's one game. You know, we need to put 3-4 more like these together, get some more wins before we start patting ourselves on the back. Yeah, we came out strong. You know, I thought the guys did a good job. You know, everybody came out with confidence. And I think we had fun. And that's part of it. You know, when you're losing, it's hard to find, you know, the fun in the game at times. But, you know, tonight looked like everybody was on top of things. You know, Adam came in, first start for us, good contribution. Colin up and down. And for myself, I kind of feel like I owe the team a little bit. So, you know, I wanted to make an impact. And I was fortunate enough to get some great crosses in tonight and put the ball in the back of the net.
On Saturday in the locker room, Jeff Cameron mentioned, and you'll hear it here, mentioned having getting together with Brian Ching and some other guys for breakfast and talking about the upcoming match that evening. And here's that in a little entertaining exchange between Jeff Cameron and Jose De Jesus Ortiz, who is the Dynamo beat writer for the Houston Chronicle. So take a listen to this.
It's kind of funny. We had breakfast this morning, and he's like, "Man, I need to get a couple goals." And I said, "Don't worry, you'll get them." And tonight he did. So it's great. You know, it's good confidence for him, good confidence for the team. You know, we have trust in him. And, you know, Jason came in, Cam Weaver came in, and everybody did a great job, you know, producing. So we're happy about the result, and we're looking forward to Philly next weekend.
You have to be a smartest, but breakfast as a team, or did y'all spend the night together?
No. We have like kind of a pregame ritual. You know, a few guys, we go to breakfast together. We've been doing that for a couple years now. So, you know, we talk this and that, and it was obviously it worked this morning. So maybe we'll keep doing that.
Not to get in your business, but who are the guys?
I'm gonna keep that a secret.
Four guys, two guys.
There's about four or five guys.
I'm assuming Corey's one.
I don't know. I can't say anything.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty dribblers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, because we always do this. Yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal. The public enemy number one. 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Hell, what the people say, make a miracle. Deep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win. Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. Bring the noise.
than before. Building a camp for the brothers and sisters, why across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're going to have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see you the latest.
Like I mentioned earlier in the show, up next for the Dynamo is Philadelphia Union out in Philadelphia on Saturday evening. Another thing that's going on soccer-wise in Texas Saturday, August 5th, is the World Football Challenge up at Cowboys Stadium, a.k.a. Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. It's going to feature Barcelona and Club America in the last match of that tournament, shall we say. So I know some people from the Houston area will definitely be going up to that. If you do, be safe, safe travels, have fun. And I think that match actually starts around 3 o'clock, so it should be over in time to catch the Dynamo match in the evening. And before I get to Coach Kinnear's entire press conference, as is custom on the show, just a couple quick notes. Always, you can check out whatever I'm putting up on the website, zygosoccerreport.com. That's ZYGOSOCCERREPORT, zygosoccerreport.com. And check that out for videos, links, columns, etc. Right now I do have video of all the goals from the Saturday night match up on the site. So if you missed it, or if you want to go back, and if you're at the game and you want to go back and see the replay and watch the goals again, that's there for you. You can contact me at brian.zygo@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, BZYGO. That's twitter.com/BZYGO. And, of course, you can subscribe on iTunes so that you don't miss it when I put a podcast out. I know I don't have myself a regular schedule for it, but that makes it more fun for me to do them instead of having to stick by a schedule if there's nothing I want to talk about. The other big thing is we're getting close to the start of the European club seasons, and on my site I do have a listing of all the Serie A fixtures for the 2011-2012 season. So here's Coach Kinnear, and until next time.
Thoughts on the game,
Don? Not very happy for the guys. Told them afterwards, I think it's the best we've played this year. Energy was good. Enthusiasm was excellent. Scored a couple good goals in the beginning of the game, which, you know, gave us some energy and some confidence. And we had some scary moments there. But all in all, I thought we played very well tonight, and I'm happy for the guys. Yeah, hold on. I was thinking too much chatter back there. Thanks, Lester.
Sorry, no problem.
They're all, half of them are mine.
No, so you guys were real aggressive from the get-go. Was there something that you saw in the scouting report to kind of push the guys forward, or was it just the team meeting?
I think it just was the team. We know we talked about, you know, they had a tough game with some tough travel early in the week. Bless you. And just told the guys, you know, bless you, just try to get off to a good start. They have some good players, a good team over there, you know, some good attacking players. Just want to try and make sure they didn't get a lot of space to play so they get into any type of rhythm. And I thought we did a pretty good job of pressuring them and winning some second balls. And I thought, you know, Brian Ching's movement in the box tonight was excellent. So, no, I thought the energy was good. That was a key for us tonight, was I think the energy we came out with for the entire game.
Talked earlier in the week about confidence. Ching talked about confidence, and no better confidence than scoring first, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it was good that just two goals, you know, and I wouldn't say from identical plays, but two good crosses, and we're in the box, and guys are taking chances, you know. And I think we were, you know, we could have, you know, we scored the third one there, and we created some more chances too. So I don't think we kind of just rested on being ahead. I think, like I said, I think the energy was good. I think it was a determined group tonight, and it was nice to see.
They made a couple changes in the back tonight.
Yeah.
How do you think those guys performed?
I think they did well. I think Bobby did well. He's a good communicator. Won a good balls and, you know, a lot of good balls near. He's good on set pieces, and I think Hunter's a good passer of the ball. So we just felt it was another time for another change, and I think those two guys did well. And I thought Adam Moffat had a
had a good first start for us. I think he got better as the game wore on.
Any thoughts on his ability to shoot?
Yeah, we asked him that after the game. It was like, you like to shoot, don't you? So, but no, he kept on hitting the target, you know, and he obviously has confidence in his ability to shoot from distance. So, you know, Casey Keller made a couple of good saves on him. So if he keeps shooting like that, then we definitely encourage him to do it.
Brad Davis took over the career appearance lead for you guys. Can you talk about how important that he is in this
time? Yeah, I think that. Did he pass Mullen?
Yes.
Passed Brian Mullen. So it's a great honor. I think it's one of those where, in order to do that, you have to be available for every game. So he's, you know, his durability the last, you know, 4 years has been excellent. And you have to maintain consistency playing to keep getting selected. So it's a great honor for him. You know, we've played a lot of games in those first, you know, 4 years or so. And, you know, for him to be, what's the number? I don't even know what the number is. 185 in 5.5 years. It's a lot of games, you know, and he's made himself, and all credit to him for taking care of himself and playing very consistently.
Any more questions?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Lester.